Chapter 2. China's Caribbean. It is a harsh but true reality. Capitalist prosperity leads to military acquisitions. States, in the course of rapid development, do more trade with the outside world, and consequently develop global interests that require protection by means of hard power. The economic rise of post-Civil War America in the late 19th century led to the building of a great navy. The culmination of industrial development in Europe at the turn of the 20th century was an arms race that helped cause World War I. Europe's relative decline in military power in our own era is possible only because Europe free rides off secure sea lines of communication provided by the United States Navy and Air Force. Though China and other Asian states similarly free ride off the policing services provided by American sailors and airmen, their situation is radically different than that of the states of early 21st century Europe. Asian states have conflicting claims of sovereignty and lack the integrative mechanisms of a NATO and European Union. They are also, in many cases, as we saw in the last chapter, congealing as strong and cohesive polities for the first time in their history, and are consequently feeling their oats, so to speak. Their stability on land, for the first time in decades and centuries, allows them to make territorial claims at sea. Indeed, they are new to modern nationalism rather than sick and tired of it, like the Europeans in the early decades following World War II. And so, power politics reigns in Asia. It is not ideas that Asians fight over, but space on the map. It is the very steepness of Asia's economic rise, and particularly of China's until recently, from the 1970s through the first decade of the 21st century, that causes its leaders to pound their chests militarily. Whereas it took Great Britain nearly six decades to double its per capita income during its Industrial Revolution following the late 18th century, and America five decades to do the same following the Civil War, China doubled its per capita income in the first decade after its